This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hand off Moody, guarded by Thompson. Moody waits for Key, gets a screen, guarded by Şengün. Moody with a one-hand floater over Şengün, it's up and good. 112-99.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
25 points in 25 minutes for Moses Moody last night.
And I gave you that on Prize Picks. I said he'd have over 9.5, 3 in a row.
It was a blowout.
No matter. The check cash, baby. Count it.
This is from the 916 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
All right.
And this is my sentiment. If people are freaking out, why is everybody freaking out? Nine out of ten people called this series in six games for the Warriors before it started. It might not have been 9 out of 10, but I think a lot of people had Warriors in six.
Yeah, and you know how I am, so I'll just answer for me to that. I'm up here fronting. I'm not lying. I'm fronting like I'm not looking down the road. And I guess I'm letting that get into what's coming out of my vocals in regard to last night and them not taking care of business and, you know, not getting a couple days rest. And I get it. The game's played on the court. You can be rested and still lose. But the bottom line is, Steiny, you did it yesterday where you illustrated that Memphis comp in regard to if they had won that game for the play-in, how you get that rest, and they did that. And I was just hoping they could pounce, knowing Curry was, you know, dealing with his hand and Jimmy. So they don't have that, and you win tomorrow, you win it in six, nothing to see here.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's hear from Steph Curry.
The chef.
After last night's game. Asked if he can compare this. Oh, okay. Remember a couple years ago? Or no, I'm sorry. It was in 2022.
Okay.
Warriors got hammered in a game five against Memphis at Memphis. They came back and they finished off the series. Is there a similarity?
Yeah, there's definitely something you could look back on part of the journey, but that's all well and great to talk about. You have to go do something about it on the court. And, you know, we talked about our group is trying to do this for the first time together. And I love that challenge because, you know, we have an opportunity to, you know, write our own story and how we bounce back. And you know, we've had a pretty, you know, resilient group over the last 2 months, and it has to show on Friday.
That's Steph Curry talking about getting blown out by Memphis in a game five during their 2022 championship run.
I'm going to channel my inner Steiny.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
I know. And that's why, you know, when we talk about pedigree, okay, yeah, they're champions. There's no doubt about champions, but pedigree doesn't win games. Pedigree helps you win games, but it doesn't win it alone. And I think what we're finding out is that sometimes youth and athleticism is better than pedigree.
Mm.
If it's
well, that's on full display in this series. You know,
Well, not yet. I mean, the Warriors are still up 3-2. Yeah. I still think if the Warriors win this series, a lot of it may be because of the experience that they had. And part of the experience that they've all had is they know that game six at home, they got to close it out, and they have in the past. And so they know they can do it. It's just a matter of whether they will or not. Let's go to West Oakland Sam. Hey, West Oakland Sam, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's up, my brothers? How y'all doing, man? Hey. Happy Thursday.
Yep.
Man, Steiny, my father always told me if you get in a fight, you know, or anything in life, you got to study your enemy and love that enemy. Game four to me was a masterclass in coaching. Ime Udoka is a hell of a coach. And I think he got the most out of this young team. And it's perfect that he's in Houston, given what his past. I'm not going to say anything more than that. But it was game four was a masterclass in coaching to me, specifically whenever Kerr put Looney in just to foul
Stephen Adams,
the big Kiwi. Yeah, just to foul him. And it was almost like a chess game watching them make moves. So love thy enemy. Ime Udoka is a hell of a coach. And I love this series, and I love what he got out of these players. Now, the one, since I don't know what the hell happened to Kuminga last night, they said he was sick or whatever. Yeah, since Kuminga is supposed to be that young piece that could keep up with somebody like, say, for example, like a Jalen Green, how would you guys feel about the starting lineup? The only other player that's as athletic as Kuminga is GP2, right? So it just in the sense of keeping up with those younger players, and, you know, GP2 is really athletic. So I would love the beginning of the game to start with a GP2 just to play defensive back on Jalen Green to start the game, you know, because he's just a missile. Like, he either scores 38 or he scores 9. There's no in between, right? And so that's how I would start the game, and then kind of use – whatever we got to do to stop his rush. The only person that is interesting, what's up with these flabby European men that come into the league like Şengün, and they just understand the game? What's up with these out-of-shape Europeans that just get the game and they just maneuver? I don't know what they got going on, but I would start the game. I would start the game with GP2 just hovering Jalen Green, just to kind of eliminate his energy to start off, and then kind of move in Buddy Hield and Moses Moody in between that mix. So how would you guys feel about that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Kerr...
It's not going to happen, but yeah.
Well, I mean, he's changed the starting lineup 3 times in the series.
Yeah, but he brought up Kuminga.
Oh, I didn't even hear him bring up Kuminga.
Yeah.
I don't see that at this point, but who knows? I mean, I don't know.
Then that means something went wrong.
It's probably a good point. Let's go to Giovanni in Castro Valley. What's going on, Giovanni?
Hey guys, how are you? I don't know if I should call you Steiny or Stanley from yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty good. Either one works.
Pretty good.
So I actually wanted to address something you had mentioned earlier, which is how is it that people, particularly fans, would think this series would just be done in 5? And I'll tell you, at least from a standpoint of a fan, you see an older Warriors group that goes away, takes 2 games, and comes back with a 3-1 record. You're thinking, wow, this is not impossible. They can do it again. So maybe hopeful, but I think that's really why, when you ask why would someone think that, because of the performance that they had done away from home. So the hope is, obviously, coming back, they can take it. But the other thing I wanted to point out, which of all games, I started to fast forward this one because I recorded it and I started to see swap that I didn't notice in the other games. And I was hoping you guys could comment. I think why the Warriors lost yesterday was mainly very little points in the paint. Whatever it is that Houston did, all these guys were gunning from the line, the 3-point line.
and they were not driving. Games one and two and three, they were coming in and doing their business, and that's how they were getting the higher percentage shots. What the Houston Rockets did to prevent that this time is beyond me, but I think that's the key to winning tomorrow night's game.
Oh, good point.
Appreciate the call.
And we talked about it, Stoudy. So when you say, Goo, are you worried? I am worried. Why didn't they penetrate? Why didn't they try to enforce their will in the paint and take guys off the dribble? Now, one, that takes exerting energy, and maybe subconsciously that was it. But two, I'm like, okay, was the Rocket defense on lock collectively? And that's why we didn't see that. But I noticed that, and I told you early.
What's that?
The Warriors just didn't attack the paint at all.
They who's their best penetrator?
Jimmy.
I mean,
who would you?
Steph's obviously one of them, but if he's...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbs, you know, you can't turning the ball over. You know, Pods doesn't really seem to be having a lot of luck when he gets into the paint.
Because they got D. You know, not that Pods is playing bad, it's just they're fast.
Exactly. And the Warriors are not an athletic team. Warriors, this is from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. This is kind of what I saw after game 4-2. Warriors won a very contentious, electric, and poorly officiated game 4. They celebrated like they'd won game 7. It was emotionally draining, and the game 5 blowout was not a surprise. Now you got to come in with focus in game 6.
All right. Leave it there then.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. I'm good, man. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Listen, there's several things that Steve Kerr can do to win.
All right.
One is you have to take the ball out of Lambley's hands and Shagun. Every time they get the ball, somebody has to bomb rush both of them. It's gonna make them shaky. It won't let them get into rhythm. That's something that they have to do if you're going to win game 5. The other thing is to win game 5, since we're small, whoever shoots the ball, he follows his shot, and he sends somebody else to the basket, and he sends three others back on defense. Every time, send two to the offensive rebound and send three back. That way, if they get the ball, we can beat them right there, and we can go full court with them down that way. There are several things that they can do when you're small, and that's what you got to do. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and that's how you skin that cat. And whoever we play that's big, that's what we got to do. We got to make sure we get more than one shot. That's the game plan for you, Steve Kerr. I hope you listen. Thanks, fellas. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Back at you.
Thank you, Mike. I mean, the Warriors are going to have to play a bigger team every single series if they keep advancing, whether it's Minnesota next round, Denver or Oklahoma City, and then Cleveland or Boston. You know, they're gonna play every series at a size disadvantage.
And speaking of size, Donnie, you can look at Steven Adams' log and be like, oh, what'd he do? But Stoney, his ability, and I go back to Bogut and Zaza to set screens and set those guys up, it's incredible, man. It's like an offensive lineman.
He's a big boy.
That's all I guess I'm saying.
He's a big boy.
All right, tomorrow at 6 p.m., Stoney. This is it.
No, it's not. They have a game 7 necessary.
But I wouldn't see you over the weekend, but if you're telling me this thing's going 7,
yes,
then I would say, you know what, even if they got it done, them getting it done, I might have been a little bit over my skis. But come on now, up 3-1 and you're getting it at 7, and you got to get back on an airplane to win that game and then play Monday or Tuesday against Ant-Man?
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Nobody laughing
if,
right now.
If it took seven games, the Warriors lose tomorrow but then win Sunday, what would be wrong with that?
It's not how I envisioned it.
But you still made it to the second round,
yeah,
right?
But you used a whole lot of gas that you might not have for the next round.
So you're acknowledging there's an age issue and a fatigue issue and an endurance issue.
No, that's I'm not acknowledging anything because I don't got to sign nothing. The bottom line is I got a glimpse of that, and I'm wondering because I don't know if that was a part of why they no-showed yesterday, the main three, because it starts and ends with them. So I'm still wondering. Tomorrow they come out and handle business. I'll feel a lot better and won't say it's what you're talking about. But, Stani, if somehow they lose and then we get to game seven, I'll be like, now I'm going to turn into you. So you're telling me the first round was seven games. Then you got to turn around. Right. You know what I mean? It's a bear.
Yes!
But a bear meaning there was a bear trap because they could handle it. But not when you get eaten up by the bear. Then it's like, okay, Stani was right because they couldn't overcome it.
I'm right about their age.
Yeah.
They may overcome it, but I'm right about their age.
I'll give you
and,
that.
And let me tell you, let me ask you this. Do you think their age, the Warriors' age, has been any factor in this series?
I'm being real.
Yeah.
No.
I do.
I think it's Steph's whatever's going on with his hand and Butler's pelvic contusion.
We'll see.
I really do, well, partner.
Okay.
Now, you turn in another one of what you did yesterday, tomorrow night.
You don't think they're going to have
a game? I'll text you. You were right.
You don't think there's going to be another game like this if they play Minnesota?
No, no doubt.
Well, and why would they have a game like that against Minnesota?
A letdown.
Or they've got to cut their losses right, okay, because they've got to take into account how to manage their three guys.
But, Stani, I'll say this, I know I'm rambling. Yeah. If I win a series 4-3 and all three of the losses are blowouts, I'll take that all day. If that's when I need to breathe to catch my breath, but when I'm on, and we get to four first.
I mean, when you watch a team like the Rockets,
man,
and how they're defending the Warriors, you can't tell me that
age is not any part
of it. You can't tell me that a team with four or five 22-year-olds who are long and athletic aren't going to at least give a team whose three best players are 35 and 36 or 37. Like, that in itself is a challenge, especially because that other team is playing hard as hell.
So maybe, and I'll say it, and I'm talking to myself, I undersold that component to this series. And maybe that's why I went to five. But I'm not the only one that had the Warriors in five.
I'm not saying you were.
And they don't win a championship or lose a championship if it goes 6 or 7. But what I'm starting to get a little nervous about and the trepidation kicking in, Stani, is if you are right and I omitted this youth and age thing, then, man, it's about to take place right now in these next possible two games. And
so you didn't,
not two.
So you didn't allow for the possibility even that the age was – might be an issue at some point in the postseason.
Well, now, when you get that broad spectrum, yeah, but it's injury to me right now.
Right.
And I got to believe Jimmy was hampered before he got off the plane. No excuses. Curry, Dre tired. But that was just a no-show.
And this is where there's a chance that Curry and Butler won't be able to get healthier as they keep playing these types of games.
And they'll lose then. And they'll lose.
And then, you know, we'll see. All right, yeah. Let's go to Harold in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Harold, how you doing?
What's happening, fellas? Ooh, man, beautiful family. I got you on Facebook, man. But what I was going to say is I was very impressed with the bench last night. You know, I think Kerr is overstanding right now. I think that everything that you guys are saying plays important variables into everything. Age, hurt,
yep,
maybe wanting to win in Oakland. I mean, not in Oakland, but in San Francisco. Just a million different things playing. I mean, age is definitely a factor. I'm 48 now, And I feel it every day.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
You know, I didn't think it. I feel like I'm a kid sometimes because I still feel strong and everything. But trust me, those guys are feeling it. And with Kerr, you know, he's a mastermind. So he's probably looking at it like, damn, you know, this is what we're looking like in the first half. Well, maybe what we need to do is just back off a minute. I need to regroup and think about my strategy for San Francisco and see what my bench does, because I'm going to need them going further. If I don't think about my bench going further, then we may be out of it. Because just like you said, Curry's hurt a little bit. You know, my man
Butler.
My man got the Butler got the contusion, and you know the morale is up. But you know he's trying to use his other players and see what they can do. Because I really see Trey Jackson Davis coming into the picture a little bit more. Even though you know I know the whole deal with him and everything else, and Kuminga come back, but. You know, it's going to take some time. If he's sick, he's sick, man. You know, yeah. Anthony Gentry looked like hell, you know, when he was out there. You know,
right.
He was sick. So if you just really look at it all those factors play a significant piece in this whole entire thing. And you got to look at going further in the playoffs. Curry is a mastermind, man. So, you know, he may be looking at it like, yeah, let's just back off this game, try to win it in San Francisco. And if we can, we'll go to game seven. Hopefully they don't go to game seven.
Yeah.
Hopefully they just really – remastering their plan and trying to come anew. And, I mean, that's what I think. I mean, you know, he didn't give up. I do think he could have bought him back, though, because, like I said, that bench impressed the hell out of me. You know, they ended up doing so much last night, they brought it down almost to 13.
But did they deserve to get brought back? Evan made that point. I hear you. Did they deserve to get brought back in that game?
Well, you know, like I said, Kerr is thinking, damn, you know, okay, I could bring him back. Maybe Curry can go in here on a shooting spree real quick, 5 3-pointers, 4 3-pointers, and a couple of twos and stuff from the other team. And next thing you know, we up. But will Curry get hurt? Will they keep going after that thumb? You know, I saw the post this morning. They going after Curry's thumb, and Dylan admitted it. So it's like, okay, are they going to keep going after Curry's thumb, and we going to have a major problem at the end, the very end of game five? So Curry can't play in game six?
Yeah.
You know, Curry is thinking about all of that.
Yeah, but, no, you're right. You're right. Here's the way.
Man, back here's to the thumb, Steiny.
Here's the way I look at that game. All right. It's like pickup basketball, all right? You're going to go play on Saturday and Sunday. You're going to play pickup basketball Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
Okay? So you go out there Saturday, and you win four games. You win four games.
All right.
And you know the fifth game's your last game, whether you win it or lose it.
I live the life.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when you know it's your last game, and then here comes another team onto the court that knows if we don't win this game, we don't get to stay on the court, but the team we're playing, it's their last game anyway because they want to play again tomorrow. It's impossible to convince yourself that it's an elimination game if it's not. It just is. And we've seen it time and time and time again in the NBA in this type of situation.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we saw it. We've seen it a bunch of times in the last couple years. The Lakers series 2 years ago when the Warriors, they came back home. And they demolished the Lakers in a game five. Absolutely demolished them. And what did we start saying? Don't give the Warriors credit. Hey, Warriors, you don't want to play them in a game six. They win game six. We're coming home for game seven. And the Lakers blew out the Warriors in that sixth game. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens.
Yeah. I just didn't expect the Rockets collectively to shoot 69% in the first half. And then what did Kerr say, Steiny? He mentioned effective field goal percentage. So I guess that's everything. That was at 95%. He said he had never heard of that number being that high. But, again, I understand losing. I understand, and I don't think it's anything to do with closing it out in San Francisco. There's just not a lot of people that saw the way this game played out, it being over as fast as it was. It's just interesting. And is my thoughts – our show, so I'm going to sit up here and just kind of walk through what I thought was going to happen, but you can lose, and then you can just not show up, and I just want to know, was this not showing up by the Warriors more because the Rockets are feeling good and feel like they got something and they're younger, or maybe the Warriors were thinking about, we got one to play with. And you know when I'm going to get that answer, partner? Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here in on Chase Center.
Like, why did my buddy
load up on the Rockets? I don't. That's interesting, man.
Let me tell you why he loaded up on the Rockets.
Go ahead.
Even though it doesn't matter that he may know more or less about both teams, he bet the Rockets because of the circumstance of the series. That's what he did.
Well, he probably should have bet the Lakers then too.
No, there's a difference, Goo. The Minnesota Timberwolves are the young team in that series. They're the aggressor. They're like Houston. The Warriors are an older team. Like,
I get that.
The vintage game last night by the Timberwolves, they did not play well. But guess what? They played really hard again. And I think, like, that to me might be a reason, you know, why the Timberwolves were able to do what the Warriors couldn't.
How big of a problem is Amen Thompson starting to become? I'm starting to, like, you want to end this thing tomorrow, because Stoney, that's when I say figure something out and settle in. Dude's becoming a problem. Just saying.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of the sharp money last night was on Houston, because it opened at 2.5 and it moved two whole points. That's a lot of movement. So the majority of the money, maybe not the public, but the money was on Houston last night.
Yeah, cha-ching.
Did you bet on this game last night?
Okay. I would have lost. I would have lost.
Well, I thought you said you had Moody. Moody's over points.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I hit that.
There you go.
Warriors 4.5 tomorrow night.
We'll see.
What are you going to bet on tomorrow?
I'm still in the lab. I'm going to watch the game again tonight.
Well, they're going to lose by 15. They're going to get down big.
No spoilers.
Hey, Evan, I'll watch the half, not the game.
Really? Right. You just... No, we got to go. But all you need to watch, honestly, is the first 2 minutes of the game.
You guys were quick yesterday, man.
888-957-9570. I still see a bunch of callers on the other side. We're going to get to everybody. Warriors still have home court advantage. They still can close out the series Friday in 6.
Settled it?
I'm settled. You're flummoxed. You're absolutely apoplectic.
Because I'm looking at the big picture. That's all.
We got to go. What's coming up on the games brought to you by Fremont Bank? Here for you, here for good.
Don't mess around with games. There's a lack of grit.
I'm a journalist with words.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Man, oh man, I love you and Evan.
Yeah.
And the listeners. What did Dre have to say? I didn't catch him after the game last night.
There's a lack of grit.
Yeah. What did he, like, that's the barometer. When not Jimmy, not Steph, it's Dre.
Here's some Draymond. Asked about Kerr telling us, oh, by the way, the last time Steve Kerr used, I'm not chasing. Woo, remember how that went over with the Warrior fan base?
Wow, Steve. Who will be
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He'll be on Willard and Dibbs today at 5.
Here's Draymond.
Yeah, we had a quick conversation. And he was just saying, yo, I don't think we should chase it. I said, cool. We'll give it 5-6 minutes. We can't turn it fast and pull the plug.
My only problem is that's not, do you want a birthday cake? The conversation is you're getting your ass kicked. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're getting your, just hammered. It's not a good, hey, you want a birthday cake? What do you want to do on your birthday? Like, that's what bothers me about it.
So you wanted Steve Kerr to treat the Warriors second half like J.J. Redick treated the second half of the Lakers?
Don't even mention those two dudes.
Thank you.
That little spoiled brat, I mean, he's a fraud. I'm smarter than everybody. I know basketball. My podcast with LeBron got me the job. Anyway,
a fraud.
Yeah. F-R-A-U-D.
Now that's a strong word.
And I'm the 4-1. Get out of here. I'm the smartest guy in the room. Every other coach played Gobert off the court in the playoff series, but yet he looked like Wilt Chamberlain because the only tall guy you had, you felt like he couldn't play. Okay.
We can play his presser later if you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Dude.
We will do that.
Yeah.
More Draymond.
Give it to me.
On how they have a lot of experience.
Kind of seeing everything. They weren't playing Whoop That Trick, but they may as well have been. But, yeah, I mean, at this point in our careers, we've seen it all, had all the experiences, so you got something to draw back on. But, yeah, they played a good game. Whether they win by one or 50, it's a playoff series. It counts as one win.
Can I hear that one more time, bud?
What do you need to hear?
He
said all they were missing was playing Whoop That Trick, which is what they were playing in Memphis. The game where Memphis
so
beat
you're saying
the
no I can't
50.
Hear it again. Yeah, I got a button over here I could play it. I'll let you feel like you're in control.
I'll play. When have I ever not played something
but
where
you
said,
never asked me why?
Well, I thought maybe you didn't understand it. That's all. Like you didn't understand what he was saying.
Kind of seeing everything. They weren't playing Whoop That Trick, but they may as well have been. But yeah, I mean, at this point in our careers, we've seen it all, had all the experiences, so you got something to draw back on. But yeah, they played a good game. Whether they win by one or 50, it's a playoff series. It counts as one win.
All right, thanks, partner.
Do you have a comment about it? You wanted me to play it again, so.
No, Whoop That Trick. That was yeah, made me chuckle.
Okay.
That was the guy, by the way. Like, if you wanted to see a night and day difference between game four and
exactly,
game five,
yeah.
Like Draymond was probably the best player, at least on defense in game four.
Okay, I got something for you, E.
He was a minus 29.
Okay, E, I got something for you. I'm with you, but Butler ain't too far behind him to me. And then he was shooting the threes like, I just want the ball out of my hand.
Well, but to your point, Butler was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what he did in game four was awesome. But Draymond.
Yeah.
Like, the first minute, I showed Stein, but the first minute yeah. of the game.
You usually don't do that. That's shocking.
He played maybe the laziest defense I've seen. Like, for
laziest.
His standards, he
yes.
is. Like, Geltzy said it yesterday. He was right. At his best, he's the best defender in basketball.
Wow.
And he played not up to his standard right
Fair.
Out of the gate.
Fair. And that happens, Stein, when you're tired and you can't muster up the. But you know, you're not doing it on purpose, but subconscious is talking to you like, we got one to play with. And maybe that's what it was. But Curry getting picked by Thompson, that's starting to scare me. That's why I want to see him off the ball tomorrow a little more. Pods can bring it up. Dre can bring it up. Jimmy can bring it up.
Right, but I think all those guys are going to start. Yes, you're right. All those guys can bring it up. And the Rockets have a player who can make it a little tricky on all of them as they bring it up. Let's go to Max Zach. Max Zach's in Oakland. What's up, Max Zach? How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I called in and I heard a guy. He made me look up some information when he said that the Warriors were getting more shots from outside instead of in the paint, and points in the paint were even yesterday, so it made me look up some other stats. What I'm seeing a disparity in, and you know, and the only thing that's really consistent throughout this series is field goal percentage, and the Warriors are like in the 40s while Houston is in the 50s. So what that means to me is they don't really have an answer to the defense and the defensive pressure that Houston is putting on them with those young athletic guys, you know, lengthy guys in positions to guard Steph. So if Steve Kerr makes any type of, you know, adjustments, it needs to be something that will give them more of a defensive pressure on them, because the only time they win is when they score more points than us, basically. So that was just my observations I had. So,
no, love it.
That's it.
I appreciate the call.
And he just got me to thinking, Steiny, again, a great call. he got me to thinking maybe why I'm you know, I never, come on, Steiner, you know me. You know my heart is pure, and I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut. But what's starting to really concern me about this series is we could make a great case that the Rockets have lost this series at the free throw line. So when you say, Goo, the Rockets may have outplayed the Warriors, like that's a conversation. But the bottom line is we're up 3-2. But when I, to his point, when he was trying to see the disparity or whatnot, I'm thinking disparity, the free throw line is probably the reason we're up, partner.
Yes, and it's always been, I mean, they're the worst free throw shooting team in the league, the Rockets, and it's one of the reasons that you foul them a lot when they get to the basket is because they've got guys who are athletic and can play a little bit over the rim, so you can't give them any easy ones. And the reason is because they're not a great free throw shooting team. Last night they were really good. Game four, they were very bad. And the Warriors were able to take advantage of it two games ago. So how about this? Here's one thing I wrote down. Anybody else out there feel like I do? Have the Warriors taken about 9 shots in this series from the corners, and it hits the side of the backboard? It feels like
that's a great.
Everybody's
thing.
Got about 2 shot, a baseline 3 off the top of the backboard.
I give you that.
Now, why? Like, to me, that's got to have something to do with defense.
You think
they had it? Like, it's happened twice a game.
I get it.
Buddy from the corner. Oh, it hit the top corner of the backboard, ricocheted toward the free throw line. Here's the other thing, and I wrote this one down after the first 2 minutes. You know what? When Pajemski and Green hit some early threes,
yeah,
not the worst thing in the world. Not the worst thing in the world if you're the Rockets.
You could put Dre in there, too. You could put Dre in there.
I said Pods and Green.
Well, that happened game 4. I think Pods and Draymond hit four threes in the first quarter.
Yeah. I just don't think it's the worst thing in the world if they come out and make their threes.
Only if they keep shooting.
There you go. Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, Steiny. Thanks for taking my call, Steiny and Goo. Hey, Goo, you know, I think a couple things. We shouldn't be surprised about this.
Talk to him.
You look at the tape, we'll run it again. There are 3 things we got to think about. One is you'll see that 2 teams came out at different speeds. You knew within the first 1 to 2, 5 minutes of the game, Houston came out blazing. They came out at a 10, where the Warriors are coming out at 7 and 8. And the only way the Warriors are going to win a game like that is if Houston was lulling back and they kind of got their rhythm later. Kerr knew that. He wasn't going to show any of his cards. This is a veteran day off. Knowing that their stand is going to be on game 6, why exert too much energy when you know that Houston's going to do everything they can to try to win that game? Try to rest or get your team into some kind of rhythm. I think if you look at any positive from the Warriors' standpoint in that game, is they got Moody into some rhythm. He shot 50% from the field, which is great because he was the one that was struggling. So from a Houston standpoint, the other thing, too, is they had to bring their starters back in. They had to kind of empty their tank in this game. And I think you're going to see a completely different rhythm and style and outcome of the game 6. Not to say it's a sure thing because the Warriors haven't been able or will be able to blow out this team. It's always going to be tight, and it's going to be a veteran win at the end, which I think is going to happen in game 6. I predict a win there. The other thing, too, is Kerr knew that they weren't going to come back. Why put your starters in and risk injury? And again, why even show any of your cards? Like, what he was able to do is get tape on the starters, and he was able to see tape when they came back in the game. He didn't show anything to Houston for game 6 for them to do any early adjustments. They're going to have to be in-game adjustments. So, Goo, hold on tight, man. Don't wring your hands. We got this.
Yeah, I got you.
Don't worry about it.
I got you. I like it. But I'm going to say this, and he was my MVP yesterday.
Who's that?
Steve Kerr. He was not happy. He was not happy. Even when the comeback was, he was, I saw him crack a smile, but Steiner, he was not happy. And, you know, to the caller's point, I get it, but at this point, you know your opponent. And you're right, in-game adjustments. But the bottom line is, He said it two different speeds. I just want to know, was it mental or is the boxing match getting to the 14th, 15th round and now the advantage to the younger fighter? That's all. Was that about stamina or what he said? And he could be totally right, Donnie. We just took a mental day off. We didn't try to. We didn't have it. And that's that.
Sure, it was a bunch
tomorrow
of
tomorrow will reveal that, I believe.
More Steve Kerr. How about those subs?
Loved our bench group. They came in. They forced Houston to bring their starters back in. They set a tone that we're going to need for game six. And I thought, even though we lost the game, I thought it was crucial that we fought the way we did in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Why? I wonder why he thinks that was crucial.
Seriously. Yeah, that's coaches talk.
Okay. You're probably right.
If you talk about burn a tape, you burn that tape means nothing.
Not in the second half.
I'm worried about the first quarter.
I mean, the subs did play very well. I just don't know if there's any carryover to Friday because the subs played a good second half.
So I hear you were somewhat of a shooter, and I'll never compare you to Steph, D3's Donnie, Redding, PA. But just for some fun. But I'm being serious. How much pain you think Steph's in? Because you look at that rap, it's getting thicker and longer by the day.
It's probably a factor.
And to his credit, he ain't mentioned it not once.
You know, I mean, this is the type of year, the type of, you know, we're in that time of year where a lot of guys are banged up, some more than others.
And Villain Brooks admitted he was slapping down on it. He said, if I had an ankle injury, y'all, I get it. And I told you that was my X factor coming into this series. Were they going to try to get nasty with it in regard to, you know, slapping on it? And then in a game that you get blown out the building, Steve Kerr brings it up, but not saying they're dirty, but just talking about it. So I'm like, man, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's all noise.
It'll be noisy tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Chase.
I mean,
well, it'll be an earlier start. I think one thing also that flew under the radar yesterday is there were a lot of empty seats in Houston at the beginning of that game because it was an early start.
That's right, and tomorrow's game is a 6 o'clock tip-off, not 7. So if you're going to that game tomorrow, make sure you get out there in time.
You going? Again, you're thinking about it. I'm going. Back-to-back-to-back.
I'm a game time.
All right.
Decision. All right.
But don't say it like it's surgery. It's either you don't go to a playoff game to see a
I feel like I get so
not.
Much more accomplished when I watch it on TV.
Those are facts.
You can rewind.
Yeah. But you don't hear the crowd. You don't have to wait for the bathroom lines.
It's fine.
You can make your own choices watching the game. Don't be influenced by the broadcast, you know?
You know what happened yesterday? Well, I have no reason to turn down the Max crew, Reggie Miller. And
it's not Max. It's TNT.
Cinemax.
Yeah, yesterday was the Sparrow.
Through Max. Yeah.
Who's that?
The guy calling the game?
Reggie was on Sparrow the Laker call.
Rory Sparrow? The former Nick?
Candace Parker was on the call.
I just pictured him with the fro. Yeah, Harlan and Reggie were on the Laker games, Donnie.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't like Reggie.
He is just, what's happened?
What do you mean?
He's turned into a cheerleader.
Well, these people are NBA supporters. He's played in the league. And
oh, my God, they're going to review that. He might, well, you know what, Donnie? He didn't touch him. I'm like, what? You can't go from, oh, boy, they're going to review this to Evan. He did it like. He didn't touch him.
Oh, that reminds me. What did you guys think of Udoka's challenge yesterday?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Maybe the worst of all time.
Oh, man. It's called finessing, Stoney. It's like, what the hell?
There's literally no reason to challenge that.
Let's just do it.
I also, something's really been puzzling me during this series. Is Gary Payton II the only one who can do those in between quarter interviews? I mean, that's I swear to God, he's done three.
That's a great.
Seriously.
You think they get paid for that?
I don't think they do.
I hate them. Because they don't, sometimes they're too slow on the split screen. Just me.
Filmo, Mike.
Mike, where you been?
Filmo, get on my guy.
Talk to me. I didn't like the effort last night. Go ahead, Mike. I'm going to see what you got to say because you're a real one.
Nah, the effort was horrible. They were playing with their food. I mean,
I like that.
And then, like, I'm not the coach. I'm not there. I didn't like Steve Kerr's, like, his facial expressions. And in my opinion, I felt like a lot of college has expressed this. You felt the energy wasn't there early. So, like, instead of, like, you know, trying to do your normal thing, maybe just switch it in. Since you do have a game to gamble, maybe switch it up. We hella old.
Wow.
And it goes – no, when I say that in context to this, you know how you older, right? You playing ball, but then there's some young dudes, and they kind of good,
I
right?
I know.
They're rambunctious. You feel me? So, like, when you go into the hole, like, they may not hurt you, but it's going to hurt. You feel me? Like, they bony. They going to hit you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, dang, bro, you hurt me. So, like, I think the Warriors got a little bit of that going on. And then my last point is, it's not really about the rest. It's about the league. I was growing up, you have to allow the person at least to get a little bit of their follow-through. And I don't know this rule. Like, you could just keep hitting them in the hand. You feel me? Not on the top of their shot. So, like, if you don't block the shot, I don't feel like you can still come down and hit somebody on their hand. I'm not complaining about the referees right. or nothing. I'm just saying, like, that rule has to be adjudicated and looked at.
Yes.
That's just me.
Yeah, Kerr said that, he thinks that'll happen in the off season. And let me speak to Mike's – thanks,
adjudicated.
Mike.
Adjudicated. Look at Mike.
Yeah, let me talk firsthand about something that – Mike brought up.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
So, back in 2003, Eric Musselman was the coach of the Warriors.
Little E.
And he had an assistant that you may have heard of named David Fizdale.
Yeah.
Later on became to be a head coach.
Take that for data.
We used to play pickup basketball. This time,
you and Fizz?
Yeah, and Musselman and all those guys. Anyway, give me the drop. Anyway, Fizdale's about 6'3".
Okay, yeah.
He was in good shape, and he was about 24, 25 years old. And I was 39.
Oh, boy.
And
I'll
never forget it. I couldn't do a thing. I could not get by him. I couldn't get...
That's amazing, Stein. You know what it's like.
And I get it. I ain't Steph Curry.
Oh.
But that is a very real thing.
I get it at the 24-hour fitness.
Curry is easier to stay in front of now than he's ever
been
in his career. And that's just life.
But let's just say Curry was T-Mac in his prime. These Rocket defenders got that in their bag. Not you can stop it, but I'm going to make it very difficult. So yesterday, Steiny, it felt like the Rocket defenders collectively on the Warriors starters were two steps ahead. And I didn't see any, like, determination. It was almost like, I don't want that smoke of trying to create a shot in the lane. That's how I felt, and that's why it was kind of cryptic. Good call, Mike. But, Steiny, I want to hug you right now because that's probably why you quit playing pickup if you felt that way. I didn't quit. I feel that way, but I got shoulders a little wider than yours, so I'm still able to kind of get to my spot. But when that dude is there, I feel like what you just described.
Let's not compare each other.
Well, I'm a little taller.
In terms of basketball.
Look.
You know,
my first step a little faster, son.
You ever heard of young legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have them.
Does Curry have them?
Well,
does Butler have them? Does Green have them?
Until yesterday, yes. Well, they don't have the Rocket legs. Okay. What's your point?
That's age. It's flat out age. And they're going to have to battle it.
Again,
every single game they play from this point on.
I need a double.
I'm surprised that just popped into your head now, that this is an old team.
Well, to
this
be
is
fair,
an old core.
I kind of feel like that yesterday was the first day I've seen it.
The first day ever?
Yeah. Well, not ever. You know what I'm saying. On this stage, in the quest.
You haven't noticed that.
Come on, Curry's went for 32 times. Jimmy went
right,
off.
Right, but
let's
don't
be
you,
fair.
So you haven't paid attention. Like, Curry sometimes struggles after he plays a lot of minutes, and then the next game's quickly. Like, that's why everybody's worried about this series going longer.
Yeah. When you cover the teams, Donnie, like we do, you see that and you know that. But, yeah, just don't – Mike said it, don't play with your food. Like, I just hate they got to get ready for a game tomorrow. It's basketball, dude.
I hate that people actually think the Warriors are so good as a seven seed that they can play with their food. They got run out of the gym last night by a young athletic team that
nobody saw it coming, though. Be fair, though. Even you.
When you say nobody, you're wrong, Guru. You're wrong.
We talked about
it. You said nobody. Anybody who's watched an NBA playoff series knew that there was a possibility last night that the Warriors were going to get blown out. It was absolutely a possibility. Now, did I say I don't think the Rockets could blow out the Warriors? Yeah, I didn't think they could.
And I agreed.
Okay. And you know what? I could come back and say, yeah, they didn't. The Warriors got it to 11 with 4 minutes to go. No. But the reality is like, they got blown out of the building last night.
It was wow.
Steph Curry was getting his pocket picked.
No, it was right. And the young kids were going in for dunks.
Let me ask you this. If it were 10 years ago, you think Curry gets his pocket picked like he does?
No, I'll tell you this.
What?
It ain't even about the 10 years. Does he got a wrap on his hand or
That's
not?
That's true.
I really believe that thing is starting to affect him, man.
Well, of course.
No, I'm not to exonerate anybody. It's not, it's real.
It is real.
But no excuse.
But it's not going to matter.
That is, wow, man.
But besides, here's some good news for you, Goo. You know, Butler's got it. I mean, let's be honest. Butler's got a pelvis injury, and Curry's got a terrible thumb. So if and when the Warriors lose in a series, you'll have a built-in excuse.
The one thing you should know about me, excuses don't make the pain better.
No, it does.
No, not
it
to does. Me. Hell
no.
Nah.
No, because then you
Hell
can say,
nah.
we
care.
Were the best team in the NBA, but we got hurt.
Oh, when's the parade for that? Please.
It'll make it
I'm
easier
about
to swallow.
Moments.
If the Warriors lose the next two games,
oh my God,
are you going to be as excited sick. About the future?
I will be because okay. of what I'm saying.
What if they wear down? What if it's obvious they wear down?
We'll revisit the conversation. But Stani, don't blow this because 2016 will have company. Why
Relax.
Would you bring that up? Now you made it
worse.
Dude, no way.
You were
no way it happens. Just no way. This series is over tomorrow.
Okay, there you go. That's the goo I know.
Give me a double.
That's the goo I know.
And I'm going as a patron tomorrow, so I'm not covering a team.
Yeah, I tell you what. This is one thing, and I know I got 15 seconds, but one thing I do, and he doesn't even know it, I protect my guy. I protect him.
I'm like
a goon in the NHL who protects Gretzky.
You're like Pat Spencer.
Exactly.
Please.
Because the text lines have been coming down Guru's road. It's just unreal.
No, we're
oh, no,
it's
no,
good.
No. Hey, we got to go. Right. Segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
I'm a journalist with words.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us like, it just gave us a feeling.
a three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.